Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forms Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by avid gamer, indie voice actor, animator, support advocate, rude boy computer scientist, and hedgehog enthusiast, our very own Happiness Ninja, Curtis.
Hello, Curtis Browley. Nice to meet. Nice to be here.
Nice to meet the world. This is going out to everyone.
Yeah.
How you doing, Curtis?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. So I hear that you're not privy to these Meet the Team interviews that I've done, and you've not heard any of them that have been produced on the website yet. So this is a little bit of blind fire for you, right?
Right. Like, no spoilers. So.
Sure. Awesome. Well, it kind of works out better. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to know you. And what better way to get to know someone than to ask them questions about themselves, right?
Okay.
So we are literally going to play 20 questions.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Curtis, are you ready?
My body is ready, yes.
Yes. Is your mind willing?
Yes.
Awesome. Question one. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
Oh, God. I would definitely animate. Whenever I get off, like, work or, like, not just work, but I always feel like I don't have enough time to do all the projects that I think of. Like, in my spare time, I, like, animate and draw. Yep. And I want to get into game development, too. It's just, just try to find, like, the time for it.
Uh-huh. So full-time job, socialization, and then still finding time to do personal projects. That's tough.
Yeah, because I always, like, if I don't get anything accomplished in a day, like, I always feel bad if I've done nothing.
For sure. Yeah, we're similar in that regard. Question two, what fictional place would you most like to visit, be it from a book, movie, game, etc., and why?
I would probably go with the Pokemon world, really.
Yeah, man. I think you were the only other person besides my own wife who has said that, you know?
Yeah, like,
I appreciate that.
When I was little, like, I mean, when Pokemon came out, I was like 10 years old. Like, I was in that exact,
prime age.
Yeah, prime age for that. So, like, just watching Ash Ketchum and all the other guys just go on adventures. And
it was like the perfect world, right? Like,
yeah.
There were no, like, major repercussions. No one was dying or anything like that. Like, it was just spend your youth going on adventures and do cool stuff.
Yeah, and, like, seeing all the different Pokemon and or whatever. So I think that would be a pretty neat world to go to.
Yep.
I was going to say Persona, but that's way too dangerous for my blood.
Sure. Yeah, that's a whole other direction. Awesome. Question three, what hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
I have been watching a lot of videos about woodworking.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Like,
woodworking's really cool.
Yeah, like,
it's hard, too.
Yeah, like, there's one YouTube channel called Man at Arms where I watch, like, a bunch of blacksmithing stuff where they make, like, anything where I can make, like, my own weapon or, like, the woodworking thing. I was watching them, like, they would take, like, a gnarled tree stump and, like, carve it down and spin it. And then, like, would pour resin into it and, like, have different things suspended, and it looked amazing.
So, yeah, I noticed you said weapon there. What would you do then with your weapon that you created?
Oh, it would definitely be an axe. I don't know. Like, in fantasy games.
Is this just going on a wall? Like, is this getting mounted to a wall? Is that pretty much how it's going to live its life?
Yeah, like, I don't think I'd walk around with it or anything. But, like, the idea of just making your own, like, thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, that appeals to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you. Question four. What job would you be terrible at?
Anything that's like a politician or public speaking.
Okay.
Like anything that where you have to wing it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am one of those people that I need a prepared statement in order to
So this is like
perform.
Torture for you then.
Yes.
I love it.
I'll try to keep my heavy breathing down.
Yeah.
So you have to edit it out.
I'll edit that out. I have a script specifically for that.
And no one can see me sweating right now. So
I love it. That's what the hat's for, right?
Yeah.
Keep those beads of sweat under there. Oh, question five. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you win a gold medal at?
Professional sleeping. Like, no.
You know, that's not the first time someone said that. Like, can you not?
Like, I don't know, like, international procrastination. Okay.
That's fair. So is that your answer? Is that your final answer?
I think so.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm trying to find something more glorious, but I have to be true to myself.
Yeah, I appreciate the honesty.
So search my heart. I know it to be true.
Oh, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, right? Question six. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? Of course, this implies that you do not have that habit.
Annoying habit?
Mm-hmm. What is a common thing other people do that just crawls under your skin a little bit?
Sometimes if I'm working on a, like if I have, if I'm sitting at a table and someone's like have a nervous tick, like shaking their
oh, and bumping the table.
And just jittering the table about.
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
Like not enough for me to be angry about it, but like just something that I was like, okay, please stop.
Yeah. To let the, we're going to take a break here, you know, right here at question six.
Yeah.
Curtis, I've referenced you as professional rude boy.
Yes. Right?
That is completely a joke, audience. I say this because Curtis is one of the nicest individuals I've ever met in my entire life.
So. Well, you want me to go, like, I could explain a little bit more about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I've only told, like, a few people this, but, like, my name is Curtis, and it comes from courteous.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been trying to, like, live up to that name. Like, I just, like at some point, yeah. I've got that in my head that,
like,
you know what,
you
should
feel like you were branded at birth.
Yeah.
Like, so you had to come out, you know, from the fires, a better person, you know.
Yeah.
Through fire and flames, I will be Curtis.
Yes. Like
courteous.
Sort of like keep that influence in my head. Like just, yeah. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No, that's cool, man. That's like actually a really good life philosophy.
Yeah.
Maybe more people should, you know, do that. Try and live up to what their name meaning is. Yeah, I like that. That's cool. Once again, question seven.
Yeah.
If you had to change your name, what would your new name be? And why would you choose that name? You know, very topical, know. Right? Like, this is very topical. We were just talking about your name and what it means.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I really like Curtis, but maybe I have to go something with, like, medieval or something.
Go as
like,
far out as you want. Sky's the limit.
Like, Dravius or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
okay. So you want to go, like straight up, like, Dark Ages.
Yes.
Like, you're thinking, like, Dravius the Knight here.
Indeed.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, Dravius. Yeah. I guess that kind of explains why and everything.
I don't know, I really like that, like, E-us. Like,
yeah, or, I got you.
Or, I don't know, like, maybe that's sort of, like, Greek-inspired. Like, I don't know. Like, something.
It might be. It might be. You know, hey, we're not professionals in that area, so you
yeah.
know, who's to say?
I mean, it sounds good to me. I like Dravius.
That's what Google's for.
Yeah.
We'll Google food that later. Question eight. What food do you find absolutely disgusting?
Oh, my gosh. I am well prepared for this.
Okay.
Okra.
Okay.
Your boy cannot stand okra. I don't know, like, no matter how I've tried it, like, I'm the only one in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone else likes okra. Like, all of my friends like okra. I cannot stand it.
Okay. No question. I thought that I disliked okra, too, and I guess you could say I still do.
Yeah.
But here recently, like, within, like, the past couple of months, I had fried okra, and I've had fried okra before, but this time, it was good. Now, they say your taste buds change every 7 years, so you should try things you didn't like before in the past and new things every 7 years or so. Do you think that you've just had bad okra up until now, or you just legitimately dislike it in all regards?
I don't know. Like, 100% of the okra I've ever tried has been bad. So,
okay. Yeah,
like, maybe it's not fried. Like, I've tried it fried or, like, boiled or, like, all the other stuff that where it's included in something else that I like, and I still can taste the okra hints. So, I don't know. Like, maybe, I mean, I think it probably has been 7 years since last time I tried it, so maybe time for me to try it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, so mark your calendar. Let's set a date here. It is time
I will,
for
new. I will personally seek out some okra, like, probably fried or something. Like,
there
I just
go.
Don't like the texture.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah, is it, like, the sliminess with the seeds and whatnot? Like the
yeah, and biting into the seeds. Like, I hate that.
Yeah, I got you. All right, question nine. What skill would you most like to master?
Probably I would go with animation, really.
Okay. That's
like,
fair.
Just, like, I have a bunch of books, like, what was it, 101, like, Animating 101, or, like, just the Disney way of animating.
Yep.
But, like, I never put that much, like, effort into, like, actual frame-by-frame animation, color theory, and actually, well, doing it good. So.
Yeah. I think you're like me, that just kind of, like, you get a feeling for what looks and feels good, and you just kind of wing it from there, right?
Yeah, because I never had any drawing classes before, like, when I was animating. Like, I took one drawing, like, course in college, but that was more, like, perspective sort of thing.
Absolutely.
But, like, most of the stuff I've mostly learned by just, like, watching anime. Like, I had a VCR, like, back in the day, and I would just record my favorite shows, like, pause it, and then draw it exactly as I saw it. Like, I didn't trace. So, and I just, like, moved from drawing what I saw to drawing them in a different pose that I didn't see.
Pause and unpause. I'll try this one and see how the animations connect.
Yeah, like after drawing them a couple of times, I could draw them in whatever pose that I wanted.
Yep, that's fair. Yeah, I did something very similar with comic books, so I see where you're coming from. All right, question 10.
Yes.
If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask?
Absolute and total,
Yep.
I don't know. Like something weird. Like how many people have ever walked the earth? Like something weird. Like just I want the number.
Okay.
That is a horrible abuse of this power.
Most people go for like deep philosophical meaning or religious meaning, and you're going straight for numbers.
Yeah, like I'm curious.
Yeah, okay. That helps us. That helps us pull you out as an individual here. So you want to know how many people have circumvented the Earth or something equivalent? Okay.
I just want to see the number and just watch it like the rise and fall and stuff.
Does the number lower if they die?
Yes.
And then like it rises again? What someone?
Well, I don't know. Like, I would like the total, like, even if they, like,
you still
even
want
if
the
they
total.
Already died.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so even if they die, I still want, like, hopefully the total is rising. Like, I guess, like, people are turning into demons and you, like, get that number taken down or something? Like, what? When they, like, and that could never be explained to me because I only had one question that, like, nope, you only get the number.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's, that went in a place.
That was a weird question.
That went in a direction. Okay, question 11. What takes up too much of your time?
Definitely surfing the internet and probably video games. Like I play a lot of video games. Like that's one of my favorite things to do.
Uh-huh.
And I want to make my own video game. Like I've grown up with video games, but like actually just I've probably been playing them too much instead of making them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's like the creator's curse, right? Like you want to partake of the things that you enjoy, but if you do that, it comes at the cost of not producing your own work.
Right.
Yeah. I get that. All right. Question 12. What will finally break the internet?
Oh, God.
What's just going to send everything just crumbling down? What event or picture or video or what's finally going to do it?
Well, I was going to... Oh, that's mean. an actual good Sonic game, but...
So an actually a good Sonic the Hedgehog
No, you know what
game.
I want to break the internet?
Okay.
Like, there's a Sonic the Hedgehog... movie in the makes.
Mm-hmm.
Like
if that's actually good.
Yes, if that is the best thing since Titanic. Like,
that's fair. Oh my.
Oh, that would be amazing.
It's just like the sprawling epic.
Yeah. Yes.
That is awesome. That's really good. Okay, question 13. What is the dumbest way that you've been injured?
Okay. Well, when I was little, I had a bike and whatever, mm-hmm. and I saw a bunch of like BMX stuff. So I was like, I could totally drive my bike off of this. Like, it was a short, like, I don't want to say cliff. Because it was a wall.
Okay.
But it was, like, as tall as a small pickup, like, where the bed of a pickup would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up to speed, and that did not go as well. I didn't do the calculations.
Oh, yeah.
I failed I didn't have the dexterity roll for that.
Yeah, you needed more math for that.
Yes. And that's how
So did you do the number where the front of your bike went over the edge, and then you just kind of went... in course with it, like
yes.
Instead of like both wheels landing simultaneously, it was one like
no.
one wheel went, and then you went.
Oh no, I did not go. I was impaled on the handlebar, and I have a scar around my belly button the end of the handle. Like I was just like on a pike and just suspended after I landed.
Oh,
it was bad.
That is really bad. Oh, ooh. Thanks for that mental image.
No, it was good times. I was fine. Well, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you were only impaled, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, question 14. What artist or song do you put on when you can't decide what to listen to?
Anything by Weird Al.
Okay.
That's my favorite artist.
Mm-hmm. That would explain some of your animations that you've produced and put out there. Like,
yeah.
I get like that tone and that sensibility.
Like, yeah, like that's definitely my muse. Like, anything by Weird Al.
Mm-hmm. He speaks to you on a deep level.
Yes.
I get you. Question 15. What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
Not refuse. It's just my friend really likes It's Always Funny and Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it would be great. I just don't. I didn't feel like I want to watch it right now. Like,
yeah. Yeah. All right. We're gonna take a brief second to talk about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I've got to say it. I don't think that the writing's bad, and mm-hmm. I don't think the actors are bad, but I have a core issue with the characters, and one of the philosophies that we promote around the company is, like, be a cheerleader, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, be better than yourselves, be better for others, be better for your community, things like that.
Right.
Because it not only helps you, it helps
everyone that you work with.
Right? It's Always Sunny bothers me on a core fundamental level in that it's not that at all. Like, these are all people
really?
That are very self-centered and very self-focused, and it's always... they're just bad people. So, like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a quote-unquote, I would say probably a good show, but like I can't watch it because of that level. Like it's just they do too good of a job at being bad people.
Well, yeah, I didn't even know their personality types. Like the only reason I like tangentially know is like I see a couple of memes.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Danny DeVito's character is staring at this picture, he's like, "I do not like this picture.
Yes,
it's smug or a mock."
I mean, that is easily like one of the best memes currently going around the internet. I would yes. have to say, yeah.
I love anything with a smug more smug aura.
Yeah, smug artistic Danny DeVito walking around a gallery saying what is beautiful and what is crap. Love it. All right, this is question 16. What is your ideal way to spend the weekend?
My ideal weekend would probably be, I wake up probably around like 11 or 12, like, cause I like whenever, the weekend rolls around,
mm-hmm.
like on Friday, I don't go to bed. I just like, that's my work day.
Yeah.
Well, quote unquote, like animation yeah. projects work day. So I'd probably stay up until about 2 or 3 and then finally crash out and then wake up, mm-hmm. probably make an omelet. Like I love making, like eggs are my favorite food.
Okay.
So I make cheese.
Oh, let me cross out that question.
But yeah, like after making an omelet, probably hang out with my friends, like play a couple of video games, then try to probably work on some more projects, really.
Yeah. So taking it easy, socializing a little bit.
Yeah.
And working on some personal projects.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great. Okay, question 17. Time travel. Are you going to the future or the past? And why?
I am definitely going into the future.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
I don't want to make people sad, but if I go back in time, it might be bad for me.
You have flummoxed me. I fumbled. I officially fumbled. I don't think I have any further words for that.
Do I have to explain it?
If you want to, you can.
Like, I'm very African American, and going back in time might not be pleasant.
That's fair. So. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah, times were not...
I mostly took that from one like a stand-up comedian. Like, I don't know who it was, but...
Yeah, history has not always been kind to your wonderful people, and that is a shame. That is...
I didn't want to take it somewhere weird.
Yes,
but...
that is a darn shame. That is as far as I'll take that. Okay, question 18. What website do you visit most often that isn't NinjaForms?
Probably Know Your Meme.
Know Your Meme.
I'm a meme lord.
Okay, that is true. That is very true. Oh, man, you are office meme lord.
Oh, I love memes.
Question 19. What movie would be greatly improved if it were made into one long epic rap battle?
Ooh. Oh, V for Vendetta. Remember the 5th of November, and then suddenly just gets out of hand from there.
No, I'm done with that. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that happen. You are our indie voice actor. Make it happen, sir.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, the gunpowder treason and plot.
Oh, that's great stuff. Question 20. Final question, in theory.
Oh.
What would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a blue whale?
Oh, I'd see like some overweight hamster. That would be amazing.
See, that's a commonality too that I'm seeing. Like a lot of people go for like the cute, adorable things like a guinea pig or a hamster.
I was going to say a pig, but then, I don't know.
A giant pig would be terrifying. Like utterly terrifying.
Yeah, that's why I walk back on that one.
Uh-huh. But a hamster, yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought you might say hedgehog.
I didn't want to say hedgehog. Yeah, yeah, like that's the like that's the easy answer from me.
It is the easy answer for sure. Okay, Curtis, you thought we were done, but I lied to you, and I'm sorry.
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm deeply
How
sorry
could you?
In my soul. Yeah. It is time for the bonus round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Question 21. What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal, no matter how absurd, that would ultimately result in your inevitable imprisonment?
Oh, making cheese illegal. I will lead a cheese revolution.
Yes. Oh, man. I, too, love myself some cheese. Yeah. You are among friends here,
yes,
sir. When the government inevitably makes cheese illegal, we are going to fight the good fight at the front lines and carry our cheese to glory. Make
yes.
sure that all the good peoples across the land have their cheeses.
I will lead the revolution. We'll make a new kingdom of cheese. I shall be the dairy heir.
Oh, God.
Like, well, there'll be no laughing in the derriere, and then take my wife, the dairy heiress. And... Okay, now I'm just being ridiculous. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's the best laugh I've had in days. Woo! Okay, thank you, Curtis.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You know, was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No. Okay. I had to calm down. So I was like, but no, this was great.
Well, thank you, Curtis. Now is the time of the show where, like everyone who's come before you, I rate your interview. And okay. I will solidly give this interview 9 3/4 hedgehogs out of half an echidna.
Okay, I'll take it.
You did that good, sir. You did that good. Oh, everyone, this has been the Meet the Team mini-series, Getting to Know You, Curtis. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And everyone, thanks for supporting us, and we hope you listen in to the next one. We're over and out.